Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imenc.org, for July 16th to 22nd, 2011. Palestinian diplomats continue attempts to garner international support for a request at the UN to recognize a Palestinian state in September. Meanwhile, the Palestinian population continue to face Israeli settler and military assaults. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities in the West Bank villages. 3 injured and 7 arrested as Israeli troops attacked anti-wall protests organized in a number of West Bank communities on Friday. Protests took place in the villages of Nabi Saleh, Bilayin, and Na'lin in the central West Bank, as well as Al-Masara and Beit Umar in the south. At the village of Beit Umar, troops used rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas to attack protests, injuring at least 3 and arresting 2. The protest in Beit Umar started after the midday prayers, and villagers were joined by international and Israeli supporters demanding the end of settlement construction and the wall on local farmers' lands. In the nearby Al-Masara village, soldiers attacked protesters before leaving and did not allow them to reach their lands where Israel is building the wall. Soldiers then fired tear gas at protesters, forcing them back into the village. In the central West Bank, Israeli troops attacked the weekly anti-wall protest in the village of Na'lin, where the residents and their Israeli international supporters were holding the midday prayers on lands near the Israeli wall. Protesters then marched up to the wall. Troops fired tear gas at protesters, causing many to suffer from tear gas inhalation. Activists managed to raise Palestinian flags before troops forced them back. Nearby, in the village of Bilayin, a group of Italian supporters joined the villagers and marched to the land recently retrieved by the court ruling. When they reached the new section of the wall, Israeli soldiers showered them with tear gas. Many were treated for tear gas inhalation. Soldiers also fired live rounds, but no injuries were reported. Some trees also caught fire when troops fired tear gas bombs in the fields. Last month, Israel moved the wall built on villagers' property after 6 years of weekly protests by the people of Bilayin. The rerouting of the wall gave back the farmers half of the land taken by the military. Also in central West Bank, in Nabi Saleh, villagers and Israeli international activists marched to local farmland Israel took to build a new settlement. Troops attacked protesters with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Soldiers then arrested 3 Palestinians and 1 Israeli and clashed with local youth while attacking people's homes with tear gas. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. The Palestinian Foreign Ministry is set to launch a worldwide campaign to garner international support of a possible declaration of a Palestinian state by September. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Prime Minister said the September move is necessary and cannot be maintained without internal Palestinian unity. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has more.
90 Palestinian representatives in world countries have been instructed to start campaigns aimed at garnering international support for a Palestinian state on the 1967 border lines, something that the Palestinian Authority is determined to get by September 2011 at the United Nations. Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki was quoted as saying such campaigns would lay the ground for the Palestinian Authority's effort at the UN. Israel has repeatedly rejected the Palestinian State Declaration, calling for resuming stalled Palestinian-Israeli peace talks instead. Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad said this week that having the Palestinian state recognized by the international community comes in due time, while the Palestinian Authority has laid the foundations for a statehood that is based on institutions and civil society building. Fayyad added that such accomplishments on the ground in the West Bank have been maintained in the shadow of the Israeli occupation and continued illegal settlements building by Israel. However, the PA is keen to have the statehood recognized on the 1967 border lines. He also emphasized on the need for internal Palestinian unity. In a related note, Secretary General for the Arab States League, Nabil Al-Arabi, said that the UN's move regarding a Palestinian state is meant to boost up peace between Israel and the Palestinians not to undermine its chances for peace, as Israel might believe. Earlier this month, more than 20 Arab states backed the PA's effort for a statehood at the UN. On the internal Palestinian level, senior member of the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, Qaisal Abdel Karim, blamed both Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Hamas Party in Gaza for failure to implement a unity deal signed in May in Cairo. Rami Al-Mighal, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
Israeli gunboats attack Palestinian fishermen in the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Israeli settlers and troops continue attacks against Palestinian civilians and resistance fighters. The details and more with IMEMC's Kevin Murphy.
On 16th of July 2011, a fighter with the Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad, was wounded when an Israeli drone fired a missile at him in the northern Gaza Strip. On 18th of July, a Palestinian civilian was wounded in Beit Omar town, north of Hebron, when Israeli forces fired at Palestinian civilians who were participating in a funeral procession of a dead Palestinian. Israeli sources reported that the Israeli Navy stopped on Tuesday the Dignity Solidarity ship that was heading to deliver humanitarian supplies to the Gaza Strip. No clashes were reported. Israeli radio, Rashet Beit, reported that around 10:30 in the morning, the Navy controlled the ship without any clashes and that the ship would be towed to Ashdod port. On Tuesday morning, Palestinian medical sources reported that two fighters were wounded when the Israeli Air Force fired, at dawn, a number of missiles into the area, east of Khan Yunis, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Israeli gunboats opened fire at Palestinian fishing boats in the Gaza Strip in two separate incidents. In one of these attacks, on the 14th of July, Israeli gunboats attacked Palestinian fishing boats and an international boat, Olivia, which monitors Israeli attacks against Palestinian fishermen in the Gaza Strip. Three fishing boats and Olivia were damaged. Israeli settlers uprooted on Tuesday Palestinian farmlands in Sa'ar town, north of the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Israeli soldiers were present but did not attempt to stop the settlers. The Land Research Centre in Hebron reported that four bulldozers driven by fundamentalist settlers bulldozed vast areas of farmland close to the Asayar illegal settlement outpost. The settlers came from Ashrat illegal settlement. Resident Mustafa Al-Shalalda told the Land Research Centre that the lands in question are not within the boundaries of the illegal settlement and that they belong to members of his family. On 18th of July, a number of Israeli settlers from Makrun settlement, southeast of Ramallah, attacked three Palestinian shepherds from Mikamash village. The settlers used stones and sharp tools in their attack. As a result, two shepherds were injured. On 19th of July, gold and jewels, whose value is estimated at $7,000, were stolen by Israeli soldiers from a house in Telusa village. At approximately 9 o'clock, Israeli forces moved into Telusa village, northeast of Nablus. They raided and searched a number of houses and abducted Hussam Abdullah Abu Ashakra, 52, and his son Rami, 23. They also stole golden jewels, whose value is estimated at 5,000 Jordanian dinars, approximately $7,000. On 19th of July, Israeli military dismantled irrigation networks in the Al-Baqa area near Hebron. The irrigation maintained a 25 dunam area of land belonging to the Al-Rajabi family. The operation has been the fourth of its kind since the beginning of this year in the area. Israeli army bulldozers uprooted on Thursday morning Palestinian olive orchards that belong to residents of Beit Iksa village in occupied East Jerusalem in order to build a section of the illegal annexation wall and to allow the expansion of Ramat illegal settlement. In related news, soldiers decided to demolish a Palestinian home and two sheds in Al-Zawiya, Palestinian village. Near the central West Bank city of Salfit. For IMEMC.org, this was Kevin Murphy.
And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Schmeltz.